Lord. Thank the Lord for the health and the strength to make it out this evening. Let's all stand if you will. Let's bow our heads before them in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we deem it a great privilege, Lord, to be able to gather again tonight, Lord. I know we say it often, but we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. Lord, when they said we get to go to the house of the Lord, our hearts was glad. Lord, we look forward to these times, Lord, because you speak to us, you woo our hearts. Lord, you're preparing us for a rapture, Lord, and we appreciate it with all our hearts. Lord, we're longing for that day, Lord. Lord, we come this evening, Lord, we ask you to have your preeminence in everything that's said and done. Everything we sing, Lord, everything, Lord, we listen to your precious word. We want it all to be according to your perfect will, and you get the glory out of all of it, Lord. Just have your way now and reign of the service. And we'll give you all the glory and honor that's due unto you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Page 77 in our capstone books. God gave his son for me up on Mount Calvary. He shed his precious blood to save my soul. And
walk them, Lord, or climb the high.
extra mile for him. Amen. He did for us. Amen. Page 80 in the same book. Over one page. Sheltered in the arms of God. Amen. No better place to be. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. He keeps his hand around you, his arms on you. Amen. Nothing down here can harm us, saints, as long as he walks with us. Amen. Never forget that. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 62 in the same book. Down here the trials are many, and the road is rough and long, till sometimes my feet get weary and so when I'll stand.
And I've said my last goodbye. I'll see my Savior standing at the door. And I'll hear him say, "You're welcome. All your tears."
To look forward to. Amen. Praise his name. He will take care of us, saints. I love and appreciate him. I thank him for always giving me down here, but I look forward to my new home with him on high. Amen. And I'm sure the older I get, the more I'll appreciate it. The older I get, the more I'll be longing to go live with him. Amen. Because I'm sure there's more troubles and trials coming as the older you get. I'm sure there is. Amen. And I feel for those who have to go through it. I really do. My heart goes out to them, saints. I just want to say I love and appreciate them with all my heart. We'll always stand with them. We'll always pray with them. Amen. Because that's what he's done for us. Amen. Brother Sells, you might take up the offering this time. Amen. Just bless you, if you will.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative of your grace and your mercy. Lord, and your love that you showed us,
yes.
We're so appreciative, Father, this opportunity to gather in your house, Lord. Lord, how you give us this nice little place. Father, it's a lighthouse, Father, for all that walk through. Lord, they have a place that they can always come and hear you speak to us. Lord, we pray that you would just bless it and let it always be a lighthouse.
Yes.
Lord, bless this offering. Lord, as we come to this part, that you would, Lord, be able to keep the doors open. The lights on, Lord. Anything that you would see us need, Father, Lord, we just supply the need. God bless everyone that's come, Lord. May your will be done, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Amen. Learning to lean. Learning to lean. Learning to lean. Power than I ever dreamed. Anyone have a need, by the upraising our hand? Amen. Just handed this note before service. Sister Barbara's in the hospital. And Sister Luffer had a fall today. Amen. Just keep them on your heart, saints. Keep them in your prayers as we go before Him in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a privilege, Lord, to come to You in prayer, Lord. Knowing You are the greatest friend we'll ever have. Lord, willing to listen to each and every word we have to say. Lord, pouring out our hearts to You, Lord, each and every day. Lord, knowing that You care enough, Lord, to take the time, Lord, to listen. And then, Lord, to provide our needs, Lord, as You see fit. Lord, we have such confidence in You, Lord. We appreciate You with all our hearts. Lord, as we know, as we go through this life, Lord, there's so many needs, Lord, we have as a human race and these human flesh, Lord. But, Lord, You know all about it, Lord. You walk this road. And, Lord, You're eager to help, Lord, if we just reach out in faith. Lord, reach out, Lord, and by the Holy Spirit, Lord, and grab a hold of that which You have already promised us. Lord, it's such a blessing to know You, Lord. Lord, it's such a blessing, Lord, to have You there to lean on when we need You. Lord, we really appreciate You with all our hearts. And Lord, as we bring these requests before You, all that lifted their hand, Lord, with a need, Lord, whether they're standing here or sitting at home, oh, Lord, Sister Barbara being in the hospital, Sister Leffler falling today, Lord, You know all about it. Lord, we ask You by Your Holy Spirit, Lord, in a such a mighty, powerful way, Lord, to reach down right now, Lord. Lord, and just keep Your hand upon them. Lord, ease the pain. Lord, just continue to be with them and bless them. Lord, there's many of us standing right here, Lord. Some of us younger ones that don't have any idea what some of these older ones go through, Lord. I know we don't. We might say we do, we might act like we do, but we don't know, Lord. And if You don't tarry, we're all going to go through this someday. So, Lord, our hearts should go out to each and every one that's in need. Lord, our hearts should go out each and every day, Lord, praying for each other. Keeping each other in prayer, upholding each other. Because, Lord, if we don't have a need in this physical body, we always have a spiritual need. Lord, we're always fighting the warfares of the flesh. Lord, there's always battles, Lord, that's faced before us. Lord, and You're the only one that can take care of these battles, Lord. So, Lord, by us praying and holding each other up, deep down in our hearts, really concerned for each other, Lord. Never speaking bad about each other, judging each other. Lord, that's all in our past, Lord. We don't want no more of that. But Lord, we want to hold each other up before You each and every day. Because Lord, the road is going to get long and tough. And Lord, we need each other's prayers. We need to lean on You. Learning to lean, Lord, upon You and Your precious word, Lord, and it'll make life a little easier. Lord, till You take us home to be with You. Lord, and then we won't have to worry anymore. Lord, may we fellowship for 1,000 years, Lord. Talk to each other about what the Lord's done for us. Lord, You're precious to us. We appreciate You with all our hearts. And Lord, we ask You to hear our prayer this evening, Lord, in such a mighty way. And Lord, take care of each and every need as You see fit. Lord, I'm sure there's many unspoken, Lord, that nobody knows about. You do. Lord, You know how to take care of it, Lord, better than we could ever dream of. Lord, we appreciate Your Holy Spirit here this evening. Lord, we ask You to take control of the remainder of the service. Lord, everything that comes across this pulpit this evening, Lord, may it help somebody in some way. Lord, as long as we keep our hearts open, Lord, and stay tender. Lord, and stay humble and say, Lord, I need it. More than anybody else, Lord, I need it. Myself. Lord, You will bless us. Lord, we ask You to have Your way now. Bless each and every one. Lord, may Your word come forth, Lord, and fill our hearts this evening. We ask all this in your precious holy name, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Learning to lean. Sing. Amen. Anybody at all? The sisters, we ask you to come if you will.
place of perfect peace and rest. Nothing down here can compare. Though my mind can't comprehend it, it's by eyes of faith I see that beautiful city He's prepared for you and me.
Amen. Are you longing for that city? Amen. Let's all stand if you will. As we ask our brother to come, sing that little chorus, I want to live the way he wants me to live. Amen.
I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I can never, ever outlove the Lord. I want to live the way He wants me. To give until there's just no more to give. Want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove.
Just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we truly, that little song burns in our hearts. We want to live the way you want us to live. And Lord, we've just come this evening, Lord, asking you to speak to us through these few scriptures you've laid upon my heart, Lord, in the precious word. And Lord, we just humbly commit ourselves unto thee and just ask you, Lord, to take these things, those for that are here gathered, Lord, those that may be listening. And Lord, may it strengthen us, encourage us. Lord, give us strength where we need it. And Lord, we just will see that we never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. And Lord, we just ask it in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn your Bibles with me over to the book of John. In the 6th chapter. Amen. Just a little thought this evening just to strengthen our hearts with. Amen. Here in John, the 6th chapter, and let's just read that. We'll read the 51st verse, and then you can be seated. I am the living bread which came down from heaven, and if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And then the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Amen. We're going to continue to read on down through this. Just wanted to catch this little situation that was happening here as Jesus was speaking. And he goes on to say, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And as the living Father sent me, I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, when he shall live by me. And this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, but he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And these things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. And many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, and just bear that in mind as Brother Smith was talking about disciples just being followers. Amen. It didn't make them apostles. It didn't make them anything. They were followers, using that word disciples. He said, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a hard saying, and who can hear it? And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh that profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who it were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And from that time many of his disciples went back and walked with no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered unto them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? And he spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he was the one that should betray him, being the one of the 12. And as we see this example happening here, how many people thronged around Jesus in the time of him being on the earth, and when he was turning the water into wine, and all these mighty things that were happening, and it caught the attention of the people, and how they wanted to be around him. But when he began to speak things that was too great for them to bear, they turned their back on him. And you know, we're living in the age of the fullness of the word that's got to come back in this day. And as we see, as our pastor had been speaking a little bit about the falling away, and to realize that many started out on this journey, and many have set out to be a follower of William Branham, so to speak, and to set out to follow this message. But God has predestinated a people to finish the work that he has set forth in this last day. And there will come many that will deny the truth and maybe twist the truth and try to turn us aside. And these last few moments of time, as we realize Satan is getting more cunning and he's more deceptive, and we knew this would be one of the most deceptive ages there ever was. And we're realizing all of these things, I just wanted to rehearse some of the things that Paul spoke to us through the scriptures. And then realizing that Brother Branham, as he come, he was saying the same thing as we get there just in a moment. But just to put these things in your heart for the time being, we won't hold you very long. But just want to set these things in our heart that we hold on to these things and keep them ever before us. But here in, I'm going to go to the Acts, the 20th chapter. And we'll read a scripture here. Amen. Brother Smith will get here. Not one of these times he's here, he'll finally make it over here. Amen. Yes, so here in Acts, the 20th chapter, and we'll start there at the 27th verse. For I am not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. And how Paul was feeling that burden as he realized the message that he had brought, pointing people to Jesus Christ and to the truth and to the true way, and how he was so concerned that knowing that after he had established them and put them in remembrance of all these things and pointed them to that, not to himself, but pointing them back to Jesus Christ, knowing that men would come in and tear down the doctrine which God had given him to set the foundation of the church and to build up these things as he traveled, as Brother Smith was going through the first part, showing his traveling and his establishing of that doctrine and stirring it into people's hearts, and we can see that happening. And we sit here tonight with our hearts being stirred the same with all of the doctrine that Paul preached. And in this day, God sending a prophet back among us to renew our minds and to turn our hearts back to the faith that was once delivered. And to be able to see the reality of this come forth. And you know, God sent a prophet, and it's been so many years now since the prophet was here. And many men have tried to tear that down and to destroy it. And some, because of the hard, when they see what the requirement, what God has required, and they see the reality of it, they draw back from it. And they begin to say, oh, we don't have to go that far. It's not necessary. He didn't really mean it that way. But God has predestinated a people to accept the fullness of God's precious word and to go all the way with Jesus Christ. As we go on here to read some more things that Paul said, but he wanted to make sure the people knew he had not shunned to declare the full counsel unto them. They knew, he wanted them to know that what he had taught them was right. And then if we go to Galatians 1, 7 and 8. Just put these things in our heart. Amen. Galatians 1. And we'll just start there at the sixth verse. Catch what he's saying. He says, I marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, so say I now, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. And what a bold statement for Paul. If I, you know, is saying, if we preach, if I try to change one thing that I've already delivered unto you. Oh my, Paul was a steadfast assurance that he had delivered exactly what God wanted him to deliver and set it in order. And how these things as we walk into this last few moments of time and in this last age, we've got to have that assurance in our hearts as individuals before God that I know where I'm standing and I know whom I've believed in and why I'm following this precious word. Many people are following many men throughout the land, different people that's arose here and there all over, and they put their faith in them. And maybe some have passed off the scene and men still have their faith in that man that's dead and gone. Still following, and that's their hope. That's where their determination lies. But we stand here tonight, and as a people, we can't rest in the hope that, oh, I belong to the Capstone Life Tabernacle, or I'm following William Branham, or I'm following our pastor. We can't rely on those things, but we've got to rely on the one thing that was shining forth is this precious word. And by God's grace, we know that Brother Branham, when he was here, only pointed us back to this precious word. He didn't bring to point people to himself or to lift himself up in any way, but he was pointing us back into these precious scriptures to show us that from Genesis to Revelations, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And we know that Paul told us to follow after those, considering those, obey those that have the rule over you, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how, as we follow along and we see God's plan that's been set in order, and God put gifts into the church, pastors and teachers and evangelists, how that brings a confidence into my heart that when I set, or whether I gather here or wherever I'm gathering, as long as I can see that the pastor that is feeding the flock and feeding our souls as we come in and gather underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, asking God to reveal himself to us, but to see the Holy Spirit using that man and to bring the word that I need, that you need, back to us. It's not the man that should be getting the glory, but we should always make sure we thank God and give God all glory and all praise when I see that the word that I needed come forth that brought the overcoming in my life and is changing me day by day to match this precious word 100%. And how we should, it brings a confidence in us. But we don't set our hopes and faith that I'm holding on to my pastor's shirt tail. Our pastor is pointing us back to that one thing that's showing you must be born again. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. And we'll see the life that Jesus lived reproduced to ourselves. And that's the assurance, that's the longing we're looking for and we want to have in our own hearts in this last few moments of time. We're not resting and wrestling the scriptures to destruction, but taking what God said and letting it be just as simple as He said there would be light and there was light. And if the word comes forth and it says this is what it'll do in the human life, when a man receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost, these things will happen and become the manifestation. Let us take God in simplicity at His word and not try to put some scientific understanding to it, but take what God said and apply it in simple faith in our lives, and we'll see God bring the results that He said He would bring in our hearts. And oh my, that's what the desire that should be burning is, to see these precious words come alive and be real to us. Amen. Paul here in 2 Timothy, as he continues to give these warnings, and as we realize we're getting closer and closer to the appearing of the Lord, and Satan as we see all of these things, Satan is still just going about doing all he can to destroy what God has set in order, and how we must guard against it. And how do we do that? We fortify ourselves with God's word and stay prayed up, stay in the Spirit, and walk and do. Read, as Brother Smith was encouraging us, to read our Bible, listen to the message, study these things, and to keep it ever before us as we move through life. 2 Peter in the 4th chapter, Paul speaking here, the first verse, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but of their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And we see this happening all around us. We see so many that is turned away from the truth and turning away from what God has laid out before us. And how it ought to cause such a soberness in our hearts and in our lives that, Lord, keep me ever humble and in the center of Your will. Lord, don't let me get puffed up in myself thinking I've got this. For it's going to be so close in these last days that the very elected would be deceived if it were possible. But God, by His predestinated seed, He's predestined a people that will not fail. But He will have a bride. But may we be a people that's ever watchful and mindful of what God's doing and keep our eyes focused to God's word and not be caught unawares with things that may arise and come around us to try to distract us. As life is happening around us every day and the cares of life happen, you know, we see these things that happen to each and every one of us. And the burdens of life get heavier and it's heavier. Sometimes we get weak, we get a little worn down. But may we always reach out to Jesus Christ, where cometh our strength and our ever help in a time of trouble, and keep ourselves in His care. Lord, guard me, watch over me, Lord, and protect us as we move through this, to keep my soul stirred, Lord. The burdens of life may be heavy and the trying of my faith may be bearing down on us with all the situations that may be happening around us, but reach out to Him for the strength that He will carry us through and to keep us ever in His presence, that our lives would still declare, no matter what and how heavy the burden is that we have to bear, Jesus Christ would be represented in our hearts and in our lives as we pass through these things. But He says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things and endure afflictions and do the work of the evangelist to make full proof of thy ministry. But oh, we see how Paul was ever so concerned that people stay with the truth. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. And how we see these things bearing down upon us, and how we want to make sure that we're doing all that we can, staying prayed up, staying focused to God's word and listening. God has given us, and here at this place, I feel, and I pray each one of us can feel that way, that God has gave us a pastor to watch over us. And as we see that lines up in God's word, may we pray and uphold our pastor And as we pray and ask God, Lord, show me where I'm short, Lord. Show me what I need to overcome. And then if God should lay upon the pastor's heart to bring a message that will show me where I need to climb or something that will take some more greenness out, don't let me ever focus to the man and say, oh, he's preaching at me. But let me look to Jesus Christ and say, thank you, Lord, for showing me where I needed to be strengthened. Show me, Lord, whether it needed to be forged a little hotter to hold and to stiffen it up to make it hold ever more in these times that we're facing. But oh my God has set us so in order, and he's so predestinated it so perfectly by sending a prophet to us. May we hold fast those things and without wavering that we've been taught, and to keep it just the way God delivered it to us, that we would continue to grow and to climb and to ever be what he would have us be in this last age. Amen. Let me see here. We may go over here just a moment. Let's just read this as Paul was speaking here in 1 Peter in the first chapter and third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to us to his abundant mercy hath begotten us unto again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. Hey, man, I'm so glad he's keeping me. I'm not resting in my own merits, my own memory of what I know, but I'm resting that he said he would never leave me nor forsake me, and he would teach me and guide me and lead me into all truths, and he would be there whenever I needed him. He would be the one strengthening me and forging me forward. As who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, now for a season, and if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, and might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And how Paul, he knew all these things as he was bringing these things to strengthen the people and to encourage them. Hold fast and to stay with what you've been taught. Don't deviate from it. Keep it fresh in your hearts. Don't let no one steal it away from you. And as we face these last few moments of time, may that be the burning desire in our hearts to hold fast and to stay right with what God has given us. And to keep us, make sure where our faith is anchored. And to rest assured that he has led us into all truth. Who? Your pastor? No, Jesus Christ said he would lead you into all truth. And that's what our pastor is pointing us back to. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you say, well, you trying to give an awful lot of roses to your pastor? No, not to the pastor. I just want you to see that God has a provided way to lead people in this last day. And he sent a prophet, and he has sent men to bring this message in its fullness and in its moment of truth, to keep it pure and to keep it undefiled, that it would bring a people to that full maturity in Jesus Christ, that they would be presented to Jesus Christ without spot or blemish and not a wrinkle anywhere at the coming of the Lord. And by God's grace, we see that this word is doing that. We're being conformed to that image. We've been predestinated to that. And by God's grace, we see it happening in our lives. And as this world crumbles and we see people falling away and people walking away from God's precious word, may it cause a fire to burn in our heart that much hotter, to be that firebrand for God and to uphold a standard for what Jesus Christ would have us be in this last few moments of time. It's so easy, you know. When you see, look at how, as we claim to believe this message, and we believe that all the promises in this Bible belong to me, and then we see many sick and afflicted among us, and we see these things, and maybe we're praying, and maybe we pray and we ask God to have his way in certain situations, for over here or over there, not anyone that's sick right now, but just in any situation. And we see these things go forth, but Satan's going to be right there. He's not hearing your prayer. He's not listening to you. He's going to do all he can to defeat you, just like he did when Brother Branham's wife and his baby died. Where was he at when Brother Branham was broke down and at his lowest point in his life? Where was Satan saying, God's not listening to you. God don't care about you. He was right there beating him down, trying to steal that gene away from him. But by God's grace, he was predestinated. In that moment, that predestinated gene reached forth out of there and said he was holding me during that time. And by God's grace, that same gene of God that's been placed in us will hold us through all these tests and trials. Even though the burdens of life may be hot and it may be heavy, and maybe your best friend will turn against you and leave you setting aside, and maybe all of these things, but nevertheless, though he slay me, yet I'll serve him. Hey, man, he knows what's best for me. And I shall come forth like gold. Oh my, may we truly give him the glory and the honor for what he's done in our lives. It's not my merits that brought me here to listen to God's word. It's not my merits that caused me to follow after the prophet's message. It was God's mercy and grace that led us and brought each one of us to the moment of truth that we've saw reality. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that he is coming again. And there will be a secret catching away of that bride in these last few moments of time. And oh, may we truly give it our all, saints. Amen. For truly God is moving, dealing with our hearts. And oh, we see how close it really is. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. Amen. I'll just stop right there. We'll wait and save it for another time. Amen. Maybe go a little farther with it at some point. Got some quotes, things to share. But oh my, you sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Saints, we're living in the most glorious time there ever was. But how we see Satan trying to disrupt everything. We see this virus that's in the land and we can't all gather here. We're not all gathering together like we should. We see the disruptions that's happening in life. Many are sick. Many are afflicted. Old age steals on. And we all of these things. And it impacts not just each one, but it impacts so many. And how we see Satan is using these things and how we should cry out to God, Lord, keep us ever in the center of thy will. Each of these things are going to happen. We don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. Or even tonight as we leave this building, we don't know. But I do know this one thing, that Jesus Christ is in control of every situation. And I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know he does. And I know who holds the future, and I'm so glad he's holding my hand. Amen. But may we continue to reach out to him for our strength, for our stability. We can't do this in ourselves. We can't even fight these battles in ourselves. And we need his strength every day. But oh, may we hold fast to these things that we've been taught, these things that we have heard, that in every situation and even in these tough times, Jesus Christ's life would be displayed through our hearts and through our lives. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Just a little word of exhortation, but praying we could take something from it that'll strengthen us and give us substance through the days. Amen. Do we know that little chorus? I'm so glad that... I know who holds the future. You know that, Brother Josh? I don't know if that was in the book or not. Amen. Let's try this. I think, let's see here. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live for day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't said, and today is ahead. So many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb, every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, so many things I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Oh, aren't you glad? Amen. How thankful we ought to be for the peace that he gives. Amen. So glad he holds tomorrow. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to have come. And Lord, though these words may have been simple, but we pray that you'll just let it find good ground in our hearts. You know there's a time for everything to be spoken, Lord, and you know why and when and where. And Lord, we just yield and lean upon you that your will would be done. And Lord, as we've already brought the older ones before you in prayer this evening, Lord, and Sister Barbara and Sister Marilyn, Lord, we just continue to pray for them and uphold them. Pray for Brother Leffer, Lord, Brother Philip. Lord, that you would give us strength. And Lord, every family member that's helping sometimes in these situations, Lord, it's rough. It's trials of life, Lord, and it gets tough sometimes. But Lord, you said you would never put more on us than we could bear. And Lord, we lean upon that, and though we may see some pretty tough trials, Lord, and different things, we ask you, Lord, not to take them from us, but to give us the grace, Lord, to go through them, to face them. And Lord, we just pray that you will encourage our brothers and sisters, Lord, whatever they're facing. Give them strength, Lord, and oh, Lord, as these bodies grow older and as we see it, Lord, we're not very old. I may not be considered very old yet, Lord. But I've already seen the changes that time brings, Lord, in a person's body. And I can only imagine, Lord, what I would be when I'm 80 years old or 90. And Lord, we just pray that you will give each one of us strength. Lord, it's easy sometimes to look at somebody else's situation and say, this is how I'd handle it. This is what I would be doing. But Lord, we have to lean upon you, for Lord, you only know the truth of what we would do or where we would be, and it's only your mercy and grace that's brought us this far, and Lord, it'll be your mercy and grace that takes us the rest of the way. And we just ask, Lord, that your will would be done in all these things, Lord, and continue to pray for Brother Bobby. Strengthen him, Lord. Give him a good countenance and a good attitude, Lord. I know it must be really troublesome to be tied down and bound in the situation that he's in. Lord, strengthen him and give him an uplifting in his spirit, Lord. And just continue to bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time. And Lord, may we come hungry, asking you to feed us. Whether we come and gather here, Lord, or whether we have to join by way of recording, may the desire be burning. Lord, feed me what I need, Lord, to maintain and to keep me growing for you. And let me hold fast those things which I have been taught, Lord. Those things that you've already revealed to me, Lord. Make them stronger in my life, Lord. And that we would see Jesus Christ made manifest again in this last few moments of time. We pray for our pastor, Lord, that you would strengthen him, encourage him. Lord, it's Satan's attacks come in all manners of things, Lord. And we just pray that you would bless him richly. And Lord, just guide him into the words that we need, Lord, for each one of us. And we'll never fail to thank you, Lord, for anything that's good or done. And see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. Just sing that little chorus one more time. So many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.